Hey everyone, it's your favorite little kitty cat, Sassy Cat. So, today's Monday, and do you ever have those days where you just, I don't know, everything irritates me. Maybe it's because I'm tired, it's funny because yesterday I was not as exhausted as I thought I would be after being up from 2:45 Saturday morning to midnight Saturday evening. No, I take that back. I woke up again at midnight, but I went to bed like at 9:30. But anyway, my sleep has been messed up, and I'm just really irritable today. And the ladies went out for breakfast this morning, and I just dropped them off. I don't like it when they just think that they can, you know, there's a sign-up sheet, and if you're going to go, sign up. Don't just appear and expect that there's going to be room on the bus. It just irritates me. And then I think, I don't want to get old, because I'm going to irritate people when I'm old. And then, you know how sometimes you just, there's some people, you can watch them eat, and after a while, they just annoy the snot out of you. There's one lady. Okay, imagine, you go out for breakfast. You're going to a restaurant. You want to spend money, and you want to, say, have some bacon and eggs and potatoes and, you know, something that isn't good for you, because you're going out to eat. You know what I mean? You want to treat yourself, so to speak. Or have some pancakes or French toast or stuff that you normally would not have at home. Not oatmeal. Why are you going to order oatmeal at a restaurant? Ugh, she does it every time she goes out. And then her body's weird. Her neck doesn't turn. So her whole entire body turns. And she laughs strange, and she doesn't read the menu right, and so then she'll just order oatmeal, and then she'll, oh, I can't see, ha, ha, ha. It's just, oh, I just want to smack her in the back of the head. And then they go shopping afterwards, and there's a strip mall. My hometown is nothing but one large strip mall from the time you get off the interstate till the time you make your way west. It's nothing. The main strip is a gigantic strip mall. Everything from Walmart to Target to Kmart to Chili's to, you know, you name it, it's on the main strip. So anyway, as long as it's a major chain. So they wanted to go to this one particular strip mall area, which Kohl's, okay? Kohl's is a clothing store. It's a high-end, you know, and all the residents love the store. And then there's another store, Big Lots, that they get new closeout products from other stores. So if, say, you know, Walmart is going out of business or they're stopped carrying a product, then this store will pick up that product until it's sold out. So they went there. Normally, they'll be done in 45 minutes, but I gave them till 11:30 because I wanted them to suffer. Oh God, did I say that out loud? No, I thought if they wanted to wander around, walk, you know, what younger people do, but I don't, it's just not, nope. So if they want to go to the other stores, which are within, you know, a few walking distances, you know, you go to the next, they're all connected. You just have to walk a little bit to the next door. And they looked at me like I was, you know, telling them to cut their legs off or something. And then, to top it all off, I hadn't looked at my iPhone since I left for work. And I get a Facebook message from my ex-husband. I haven't talked to my ex-husband. Well, our daughter is 21, and I haven't talked to him since she was 15. No, I take that back. Maybe about 4 years ago, we're having problems with our oldest son. And he told me he's getting a divorce. Thank you for the share. I don't give a fuck. Oh, excuse me. Oh,